Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tina from Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was actually just following up because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
It's probably exactly what it is. So did the last month's go through? Did it go through?
No. That's the one from December 13th is the one that we're having trouble with, but we're catching it in time before the January 13th one hits. So what I can do is once that old invoice from December is paid, I can push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full till February 7th.
Okay. Yeah, well, so there was just an issue with my card that we had to get a whole new – I actually had to have a new bank account and all that set up, so –
Oh, I see. Okay, so then let me just double-check since it's a new bank card. Is it still the same billing address on Southwind Court, 3700 Southwind?
No.
Perfect. So let's start there. What's the billing address now?
It's 15608
okay.
Southeast 59th Street.
Okay.
And that's in Choctaw, Oklahoma.
Okay.
73020.
73020?
That's correct.
Okay, and then the new card number when you're ready.
All right, so I don't think the card number changed.
Oh.
What do you got for the last four digits on it?
9754.
9754. Hey, so that's that one. 9754. That's weird. That's really weird because we're trying to figure out what card that even was. Oh, so that's this one. But
okay.
that should have been fine.
Well, this one expired in November, so it could be that the card's good and I just need the new expiration date. Well, we had 11 of 25. What does it say now?
11 of 28.
That's what it is. Okay. And then the code on the back?
Do what now? The code on the back. Okay.
Yes.
414.
414. Okay. Now, this one, because it's the same card we had before, it's now tied into that new billing address, right? Or do I go back to the old one?
No, say that again, though. It's tied into the new billing address, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Oh, that's probably why there were two issues on the card, the expiration and the new billing. So let's see here. Oh, it says that it's been declined. So do you think the 129 is available, or do you think that the bank is just blocking it because it's the first time using that card?
She said
you might get a text asking if it's okay to put 129 through.
Yeah, that's crazy because it should be – that one should be 100%. That one should be 100% fine. I can check with the bank and find out what's going on because, yeah, that one should not have been affected at all, but I don't know what's going on. Like I said, you know, it's this one.
Oh, is there another one?
I'm asking my wife.
Okay, just so
real
she
quick.
Knows, yeah.
You should have gotten rid of the old. Remember, you got a new one.
This one stayed. That one stayed the same. And this one would be for the. This is for the gun business. That would have been on associated with that. Let me check with the bank.
Okay. Do you want me to confirm the whole number just to make sure? Because I can give you what we have and see if it matches.
Sure.
Yeah. It's 4821-6030, 3003-9754?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and then you said 1128 and 414 on the back, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Okay, so check with the bank. Again, when you call them, they may just say, oh, we just wanted you to authorize it, so it might be as simple as that. But you want me to call you back in like 15 minutes or a half an hour?
Yeah, that should work. I'm going to call them as soon as we hang up.
You got it. Okay, I'll talk to you soon then.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.